It was brand new. The dark paint glistened against the white snow and made the words painted on the front stand out like a billboard. Burger Bonanza.
Who is that?
Violet whispered to Jesse, nodding toward the lady. Jesse shrugged. Yun was standing nearby and overheard Violet's question.
That's Lara Taylor. She owns the Burger Bonanza. Ms. Taylor is president of the Hidden Hills Elite Training Camp Committee. It was her idea to have the competition here. The deal she made with the developers was that they could put in as many hotels and ski slopes as they wanted, but she would own any new restaurants that open in town. They'll all have Bonanza in their names. Breakfast Bonanza, Bakery Bonanza, like that.
Banana Bonanza, Brownie Bonanza, Broccoli Bonanza.
Benny's eyes grew wide.
Bacon Bonanza.
He rubbed his belly.
Since she would own the only restaurants in town, she'd be rich, Yun said. Richer, I mean. She's already really rich.
When Yun finished, Henry asked, Why does she have a Burger Bonanza snowboard?
She wants to sponsor the group at the training camp, he replied. We'd all wear the restaurant logo on our hats and the jackets and boards.
You'd be big walking commercials,
Benny remarked.
Most athletes have sponsors, Hyun explained. Watch any sport and you'll see the names of the companies that give the athletes shoes and equipment. Companies even buy the playing fields.
Watching a commercial on TV or reading an advertisement in a magazine is okay.
Benny considered the idea of having a sponsor.
Even if I was really good at sports, I don't think I'd want to be a commercial for a company.
If we wear her clothing and use her snowboards, Ms. Taylor and Burger Bonanza will give us all free food, Hyun said. As much as we want.
Well, then that settles it,
Benny said.
Free burgers and fries until my tummy is stuffed. Give me a Bonanza hat. I'll wear it.
You're never stuffed, Jesse laughed.
You can't eat there all the time, Benny. It's not very healthy.
I could if it was yummy, Benny said.
That's the problem, Hyun said. Clayton doesn't like Burger Bonanza.
Just then, the Aldens heard Clayton tell Ms. Taylor,
Your food is bad for people. Why would I let the kids who watch me snowboard think I enjoy eating there? There isn't even a salad on your menu, and the burgers have fried stuff all over them.
He shook his head.
I'd rather never snowboard again than ride your Burger Bonanza board.
Have it your way, Ms. Taylor huffed. You're the only one here who refuses to have Burger Bonanza sponsor the group. The only one!
She glared at him. Anger made her cheeks red and puffy.
I hope you never find your snowboard.
Before Ms. Taylor even turned the corner, Jessie whipped out her notebook and wrote down Ms. Taylor's name on a blank page.
We have our first suspect, she said.
We actually have two suspects,
Violet said. She reminded Jesse about what had happened when they first came into town.